Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
And I'm going to say this. You know, when you get fired, which I did recently, I don't know if you knew that or not, after winning Coach of the Year, you know, you always doubt yourself a little bit. You think, okay, can I do this? Do I want to do this again? And then I interviewed with Tom Gores, the owner of the Detroit Pistons, who he and I connected, and he's given me the opportunity that I'm very appreciative of for someone to believe in you. And that's all you want as a player and also as a coach, an owner who believes in you and trusts you with this franchise. And I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to working with Aaron and also Ed Stefanski. And again, thank you so much, and so many other great coaches in the league. But thank you, and have a great summer.
Welcome to Sports on the Line on a Tuesday evening. Nice, beautiful day in the Motor City. I am your host, Savon Taylor. It's going to be a little short show once again, like it was yesterday. I did enjoy my Monday evening. Enjoyed my day so far today. Lots to get to. That was Dwayne Casey. A speech from the NBA Awards. He did win the Coach of the Year. You know, this is really, really funny, Harfay. Really funny. You know, because he just could not say Tom Gores. He can't say it.
Dude with Tom Gores.
He never can say it. I mean, he even did it in the press conference. It's crazy. Tom Gores.
With Tom Gores.
Which one is it? It's Gores. It's crazy how nobody here that gets a new coaching job here in Detroit just can't say the owner name. Or just can't pronounce anything. I know I can't either. I know you guys make fun of me because I don't know how to pronounce names, especially hockey players. I can't pronounce their names for nothing. And I got to start giving every hockey player a nickname because I can't do it. But, I mean, you're working for this man. You got to at least know.
Do with Tom Gores.
You have to. But today's show, I will get to the NFL Top 100. Just the quarterback situation just made me so mad. So I get to that. Also, let's get to breaking news because this just came in. The Washington Wizards decides to trade Gortat. Finally, they finally did it. I mean, I'm just saying, man. They got to get a little bit of turn-up situation for Washington. Washington, I know y'all in the house. I mean, about time. I've been praying for this to happen. Trey Gortat and your season will be better. You will go further in the playoffs. If you trade Gortat and you did it. You did it. Gortat has been the cancer. I've been saying it. He is not a true big man. He's a backup center at best, and you've been starting him all of these years. Now you're going to move forward with, I don't know, what they're going to do at the center position. But you know what? I'm happy for it. They got rid of Butt. You know, y'all know, y'all wondering, who did the Wizards get? Well, they got Austin Rivers. I guess, hey, the father-son relationship ain't working. It got rid of Mr. Rivers. Now, I think he's going to be a very good addition to the Washington Wizards. But let's talk about Gortat going to Nation. Now, the thing is, if DeAndre Jordan, which he does expect to opt out of his contract, I would just assume that he's going to opt out of his contract, then you know what? They're going to just be like, okay, we got Gortat. And this could be a smart move, especially because Gortat is not going to make that type of money, the money that DeAndre Jordan is making. Now, Gortat, he is at $13.5 million next season. And, okay, they will deal with it. The the Clippers will deal with it. So, now, you know, the Wizards put themselves in a good spot where, okay, you know what? We are paying Jan Mahimi, which I think is a bad contract. But they're thinking, like, okay, we are playing Jan Mahimi. So why not just start him unless you want to go ahead and sign Clint Capella, you know. But the Clippers are really up to something here. You know, I like to look at contract situations because, you know, DeAndre Jordan can walk. Now, Austin Rivers, this is funny because Austin Rivers can now decide, okay, you know what, I'm not going to opt in being with the Wizards. I want to be a free agent, test the waters, go somewhere else because he was already in a player option, you know, coming into free agency. So what they just done was possibly save $36 million just in case they are in the running to get a big free agent acquisition as well. That just shows you a little something. And then you look at, you got Lou Will, and then at the end of his contract, he's only going to get $1.5 million. Unless the Clippers just go ahead and just sign him to extension until, okay, you know what, he's going to retire. We'll just sign him, extend him until he retires. He's going to be 34, 35 years old by the time 2021 season ends off. And he's pretty much the only one that has a contract in that season. And they're paying Gallinari. They're going to find some way to get rid of that. They've been doing a great job in getting rid of contracts. Now, if they're going to, they can let DeAndre Jordan walk. And now that they got rid of Austin Rivers, okay, there you go. But, you know, you got Gortat's contract, $15 million. You know, why not do that? Why not make that deal? So, you know, I like it, the standpoint of the Clippers. I don't like Gortat as a starter. I think he's a good player. I loved him in Orlando, backing up Dwight Howard. I thought he'd done a great job anyway in that regard. So, that's just my feeling on that. If you guys want to get in on that, 949-270-5945 is the number. I know that's big-time breaking news for an NBA trade where we will get to NBA free agency all next week. It'll be great. On Monday, we will start the NBA free agency talk. But, you know, we'll see how everything goes, okay, with that. The NBA Awards was yesterday, and I did play the clip of Dwayne Casey winning the Coach of the Year. I feel like any of those coaches deserved it. I wouldn't be mad at whoever won it. Dwayne Casey, we all figured, would win it. Franchise record for Toronto, had the best year in franchise history. And, you know, unfortunately, he couldn't LeBron James this time, and I feel like his team played pretty good outside of his stars. His stars, those are not good stars. You give him better stars than them two, then I'm sure Dwayne Casey does better. You have a guy in Andre Drummond coming here. I mean, you're coming here, Dwayne Casey. You have a guy in Andre Drummond who I do believe he's working on his game, and you're a very good development coach. There you go, where Pistons fans should be excited. Detroit, the city of Detroit should be excited for Dwayne Casey. Now, people have been asking me, told you guys, that I do love the hiring. So now we have the Coach of the Year here. And I just don't see him just not taking us to the playoffs. I think we don't have an automatic bid to the playoffs, but, you know, we will be somewhat good. How about that? Now, the big talk is James Harden winning the MVP. That's his first career MVP. So, hip-hop parade to Mr. James Harden. Now, there's been a lot of talk with OKC, you know, just how in the world could they let this happen? And we've talked about this a lot, and especially off the air. We talk about what OKC could have been with, you know, well, Westbrook still there, but Westbrook, Harden, and KD. They just let KD walk. And, I mean, I don't even know what they were doing. I mean, if they're going to keep the big three that last year, they're spending way more money than the money that KD and James Harden is making right now at the moment, where they could have saved some money, got some more help, did some things. You know, Ibaka, I would say, okay, you can let him walk. I know he wanted some money. It wasn't like you couldn't afford him anyway. Why not? You wasn't paying nobody else. And Reggie Jackson, you know, I know he got that contract. Detroit. So, you know, who knows how that would have worked out. But OKC, man, you're going to spend a lot of bread to keep them. You already just paid Steven Adams. So, I mean, Steven Adams, you got all these guys. You got all those guys in the draft. Westbrook, KD, James Harden have very good draft picks. You know, you're fortunate that Portland didn't take no KD at number one. You know, we was like, okay, what they're going to do? They're going to go after Greg Oden or they're going to grab KD? It was either or. It was no in-betweens. And, of course, you knew Russell Westbrook, you know, was just big-time talent. Him playing with Kevin Love and Darren Collison, UCLA, Aaron Aflalo. It just, everything just worked out. I don't even know what OKC thinking was. They got Jeff Green. I was like, oh, there they go. They got it. They went to the finals, and then after that, I don't know what happened. You should have been like, okay, you know what? We're going to build this team. Build this team to win a championship. That's what we're going to do. And what did they elect to do? Trade James Harden for what? You got a Kmart. Who ain't Kevin Martin no more. Who ain't getting you 27 points a game. Nah, he was still, you know, 20. Okay, yeah, whoop-de-doo. But James Harden was already something special. You could see it in his game. He was sixth man of the year. Now he turned to an MVP. Okay, so you got to be kicking themselves in the head. Just kicking themselves, punching themselves, stabbing themselves perhaps. I mean, I don't know. Taking a whole bunch of shots of Henning. I don't know. You had this team put together. I said, oh my, how can anyone beat this team? They could have won that series against Miami. They could have, they should have. I think they would have. Young team. Young killers. With an AS at the end. How can OKC just let it all go away? Let it all go to waste? They're not even close to their prime. And now look at them. In the prime now. Kept them. Kept them three. Kept them happy. You will be the dynasty. No one's talking Golden State. No one. No one would be talking Golden State if you was to keep Harden and KD together. Easy. OKC will probably run through the West every year. With that team, we need to stop blaming Russell Westbrook. Stop it. Let's stop blaming Westbrook. Because he got nothing to do with players can trade it. Hey, it's up to them. He like, okay, it's up to you. You want to leave, you leave. I'm staying. You're going to be loyal, you're going to be by my side, or you're going to go against me. That's all Westbrook's saying. Now, James Harden part, they just traded James Harden. I don't know what that was about. It wasn't like they couldn't pay him. Could have paid that man. But he did get his MVP. His first career MVP. Happy for him. He said he should have won last year. Toss up. Not mad he didn't. I would have been mad if he didn't this year. A little bit mad. Just can't disrespect LeBron James. Had a very good year. Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year. People were upset about it. It's good to see Donovan Mitchell be a good sport. Show him some love. So Donovan Mitchell is now the second player to average 20 plus points. And not win, because that same thing happened to Melo. I'm still a little upset at that, too. About 21, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. This is Melo, rookie year. A steal a game. We talk about Melo don't play defense, but hey, he averages a steal a game in his career. Got a little bit of defense in this game. But the only reason why Brown won it is, I mean, he was 21 points a game and 6 assists, 5.5 rebounds. That's why. You know, the assists and, you know, his steals were high. 1.5 steals in his rookie campaign. So, I mean, It's not unanimous, but I mean, you look at Melo. I think his team was a little more successful that year. They went to the playoffs. Lost first round, but because of Melo, they went to the playoffs. Cleveland didn't go to the playoffs first year. Had Andre Miller, Rashawn Leonard, and a young Nene. A prime Marcus Camby. I mean, those guys are not going. What is this? And Melo didn't win Rookie of the Year. I can make a case for him to win Rookie of the Year that year. Outside of three turnovers a game, yeah, but let's see in the playoffs. That team in scoring to the playoffs. I know you're probably going to be like, okay, but who did LeBron have? Okay, who did Melo have? Tell me who Melo has. Andre Miller. The Cleveland 35-47. But who the Cleveland have? Ricky Davis, Big Z, don't sleep on the Boozer. Those other three players, now Ricky Davis was out. He was done. But Z and Boozer both had 15 plus points a game. Andre Miller didn't even get to 15. He was at 14.7, 0.8. Rounded to 15, but seriously, I give a little respect here. Some respect on Melo name. People like to talk about Melo. Let's be nice. Now, in other news, Lance Stephenson is a free agent. He will be a free agent, I should say. Should the Pacers let him walk? Is the question. 949-270-5945. Should they let him walk? I didn't think this would happen. I thought they would just, you know, keep Lance Stephenson. It'd be very interesting then to where he would go. You know, this is a team option here. This is what the team, like, okay, they'll let you walk. You'll be a free agent. Play hard. Outstanding defense. He'll be 28. I think he'll be 28 next year. Get a little more money. He's gonna go to the right team. And, you know, I'm trying to think, like, what's the perfect team for him to go to? Like, I want him to go to a contending team. Like, I don't even mind it being Boston. Hey, he can go ahead and team up with Bron. He can go to Golden State. I mean, if he goes to Golden State, I think I watch every Golden State game. I watch a lot of them anyway. I'm just trying to think, where can he fit in? Milwaukee, maybe? OKC. I think OKC. If they're able to get Lance Stephenson, I would love that. They're probably just going to wait and see what they're going to do going forward. He could go, I would say Toronto, but I don't know what Toronto's going to do. And they have bad contracts anyway. Utah wouldn't be bad. Man, Portland wouldn't even be bad. I mean, it'd be interesting what happens. He can go to any team. Now, outside Toronto's terrible contract team. Pacers letting him walk. Ain't a good thing. I think they're going to miss Lance. Lance will make you dance. I think they're going to miss him. But Pacers looking at Tyreek and Will Barton. When you look at a T-Man, that's what I call him. He was in Memphis, so he is already a free agent. You know that. He ain't got no option, no nothing. He's a free agent. He just tested the market. Maybe he get a two-year deal, whatever. And the same happened with Will Barton. They like those two players. I think those got to be good business. I think that'll just go well for them. Man, played on the Memphis Grizzlies. Had to deal with the year. I know Mike Conley. I would have wanted to see him there. But he's only played 52 games. But in his time playing, he was scoring 19.5 points a game. He'd be huge for this team. Huge for the Pacers. He ain't going to have 19 points, but hey, if he is capable of doing that, I mean, that's dangerous. Pacers is a dangerous team. Go ahead and make that happen. And then let's not even forget about Will Barton. You cannot let the Pacers get those two players. You can't. I mean, that's a tremendous upgrade from Lance Stevenson. I mean, no disrespect to Lance Stevenson. I love the guy. He's a good player. But he ain't had no 19 points. He ain't had no 15 points, as Will Barton had. You're adding more scoring to the team. And what the Pacers are doing in a contract situation, Thaddeus Young is in the player option, so we'll see what he does. They basically have the same team. Outside of Lance Stevenson, they probably keep Domantas Sabonis. I didn't hear anything. They have TJ Leaf. If they do get rid of Sabonis, they have TJ Leaf that they will really be looking forward to playing with. And if we get all this done, they're going to be able to – they're going to have some good money to spend. Miles Turner, this contract – Miles Turner's young. This is a young team. They got Oladipo. He's getting paid $21 a year. You know, Collison, they can be like, okay, if Collison does well, then we can trade him. Trade deadline. Whatever. They have a lot of options. Pacers really, no one's talking about the Pacers. Larry Bird Terry might have something going on. He might. So just think about that for a minute. Especially the Pacer fans that are listening in. In baseball last night, Ozzie Albies hit another walk-off. He just had another just big moment in the game. The guy I said you got to watch out for, Ozzie Albies, walk-off homer. It was great. I've been so into the Atlanta Braves all season. Before the season started, I said, watch out for the Braves. This ain't going to be that easy for Washington. They're four games behind the Braves. They're a half game behind the Phillies. The Braves are 45-32. They are tied for the best record in the National League with Milwaukee. Milwaukee is sneaking up. Milwaukee's pretty good. I think they're a very good offense. According to simulations, they're really a good offense. They're just not winning in the simulations, but they're playing some good offense. Now, National League is just so interesting to me because you look at the Dodgers who are hot. Like, this is the Dodgers team I was expecting to see when the season started. But since I don't trust Arizona, they're going to let this division slip away. And Colorado had a chance, but Colorado can't pitch worth nothing. They definitely can't hit this year. I don't know what's going on with them. And San Francisco is still in the mix. And then that's an NL East. Because we ain't got to worry about Miami. We ain't got to worry about the Mets. Unless the Mets get healthy and they don't get hurt no more, then we may have to worry. But the Braves look really, really good. And they do have that game going on. They're going against – it's Matt Harvey against Anibal Sanchez. Two pitchers who are just looking to rejuvenate their careers. Like Anibal Sanchez being here. But Anibal is actually having a good year this year. I'm actually surprised. You know, usually anybody that do leave Detroit really do play good, play well. So, you know, look at that. But Sean Newcomb's been great. Mike Fotonewicz has been great. Julio Teheran is just, he's on paper. If you got to go against him, you just don't know what you're going to get out of him. But you know he's a good pitcher. But he has thrown 15 home runs the same Brandon McCarthy. But these guys, the offense is really helping out. I told you guys about Freddie Freeman. You guys know Freddie Freeman anyway. Ozzie Albies isn't hitting for average, but he is the leader in home runs right now. So that should tell you something, that he's swinging that bat. You know, Swanson's got to get it going, though. Camargo, they got to get those guys, you know, back in the mix. And Ciarte, because Marquez, he's doing this thing. I love what I see out of him. Simulations so far, I mean, they're still in the mix. They're still in the running. So, I mean, I'm going to continue the simulations. I'm trying to catch up. I'm 2 months behind. 2.5 months behind. So it's a lot of catching up to do. But I'm telling you, this Braves team, I don't know if they're real series bound, but because I just don't trust. I can trust Herron and McCarthy, but can I get that out of Sanchez? Can I get the same out of Newcomb? Can I get that out of those guys? Now, Sanchez has some playoff experience with the Tigers. He's done well. He's come in and did his thing. The Tigers pitching did well. Can the Atlanta offense do well? Because Atlanta's offense is so fun to watch because you start off with you got a Marquez, you got Freeman. Why can't I remember the leadoff hitter? I was just saying his name. I mean, what is wrong with me today? Ender Inciarte. I've said his name a million times in my life, and it just went away. But it's Inciarte, Marquez. Now, this is just the simulation lineup. I haven't really paid attention. I believe this is their lineup anyway. Inciarte, Marquez. I believe it's Freeman and then Albies. Now, simulations, Albies bats about six. Because they got Tyler Flowers batting fourth. But see, they mix things up now, you know. You know, I try to remember from the real life to the simulations. But they have switch hitters, too. Tyler Flowers is a righty. Acuña is the righty, too. But they don't have Acuña in the simulations because they started off with Ozzy Albies. So that's why. And that's when I was like, okay, I think Ozzy Albies is going to be the guy. And there you have it. I've caught Aaron Judge last year, and here's Ozzy Albies. So here we go. I'm 2 for 2. Yeah, that's good. So I just wanted to just gloat a little bit on that. A little fun with the Yankees. Dylan Betances' at-bat was also funny. He had his Gary Sheffield moment, batting like him, had the motion, all that good stuff. It was fun to watch. Mr. Dylan Betances, you know, you don't see, you know, you're playing interleague play. You don't see the bullpen guys really go up to hit. You know, you don't really see some of the American League pitchers go up to hit. So, I mean, this has been a little fun for them. This is always fun for the pitcher in the American League. They always get very excited to go ahead and hit. So, all I know is, you know, Luke Severino, he's going to be hitting. That's a good matchup, Severino-Arrieta, by the way. And let me see. I think it was something else. Somebody else was preparing to hit today. At least I thought so. Oh, Corey Kluber. Yeah, the Indians and the Cardinals. Corey Kluber, they're very excited to hit. Those guys, you know, haven't hit. You know, Clevenger, you know, they're just, you know, these guys are not used to hitting. You know, every day, you know, like Carlos Martinez, every time he goes out to pitch, he's hitting. He's pitching today. So, you know, you get those guys go up, and, you know, that's always exciting to watch. And that game do start in 15 minutes. It was a rain delay yesterday. I don't even know if they played yesterday. They did. It was a 4-0 game, but Norris got the save for the Cardinals. Clevenger did get the loss, 6-3, John Gant. Had a good one. I didn't know the game finally started. I mean, golly. Yeah, it took forever. And I was like, okay, I give up. Maybe they're not going to play. Aaron Judge has 20 home runs. I know it's not surprising to me because it's Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge is pretty good at hitting for power. He has 20 of them. Giancarlo has 19 home runs, by the way. Just to let you guys know. People have been talking about Giancarlo, and guess what? Now you can't say nothing about him. How many home runs will Aaron Judge finish with? He already has 52 RBIs, too. He is your guy to get you a lot of home runs, a lot of RBIs. Every year now. I can believe that. He can have about 10 more years left. He has 20 home runs, man. He can really finish with, I'm going to say he finishes with 50. I think it would be remarkable for him to finish with 50. I think Giancarlo can finish with 50. Giancarlo's starting to hit. He's getting doubles, too. He is seeing that ball. It's warming up outside. We said we gotta, Troy said it. Got to wait till it warms up outside. That's all the hitters be waiting on. It's got to be a little warm-up. It was really cold to start the season. It really was. All right, so I'm pulling up this list here for the top 100. I want to find this list and have it at your disposal for those that didn't. I'm not going to go through all 100. Just know that HaHa Clinton Dix started off as the 100th best player last year with 77. So some of the ones that caught my eye, CJ Mosley's finally in the top 100. He wasn't there last year. Carlos Hyde is in the top 100. That's interesting, being on a new team now. One of the guys that moved up or that has come into the top 100, Lane Johnson of the Eagles. Let's see who has moved up. It's very, very sad. Landon Collinson went all the way down to 92. That was a big drop. David Bakhtiari, the tackle from Green Bay, he is now number 91. Jimmy G is number 90. Jimmy Graham is up there, finally. Yannick Gakoue, the defensive end from Saxonville. A lot of guys, a lot of new names you see in there. Bruce Irvin from the Raiders, good to see him. J.J. Watt dropped all the way to 84, he's 35. Marshawn Lattimore, now he's well-deserved. I give him that. Michael Thomas, well-deserved. Let me see, I want to move up. And Odell Beckham really dropped to number 77. He's probably got a lot to prove. I don't like top 100, though. I hate it. I hate the rankings. I hate that Odell Beckham's number 77. I know you go through injuries and things like that will happen. Delanie Walker, he moved up a little bit, just a tad bit. Devontae Freeman dropped. I don't even know if I should feel butthurt about that. Stephon Diggs, well-deserved. Richard Sherman dropped big time. Micah Hyde is now in there, the corner. It's on the Bills. Ndamukong Suh is still top 100. That's interesting. Derek Carr dropped all the way from 11 last year to number 60, so he has a lot to prove. But I want to fast forward all the way to the top 10. That's what I want to do. And Stafford's still the same, by the way. If Detroit fans, you guys want to know where Stafford is. Alvin Kamara is good to see. He's in the top 20. He's number 20. Ben Roethlisberger's number 18. That's crazy. Let me fast forward. Okay, fast forward. DeAndre Hopkins finally got his credit, too. Aaron Rodgers is number 10. He was hurt. He was number 6 the previous year. He's number 10. Drew Brees is ahead of him. I can't be upset at that. Carson Wentz is ahead of him. He wasn't even on the list last year. And he is number 3. Number 3. Now, no Philly fans will probably go crazy on me. They probably want to call me tomorrow, if not now, when they hear this. Carson Wentz not deserve to be number 3. I'm sorry. I just don't know how well he would have been in the playoffs. We'll find out who the real Carson Wentz is. We'll find out come September 6th. September 6th, the last night before the release of 2K19. We will find out. I'm going to be all into that game. To number 1, kill time. And number 2, see how Carson Wentz will play in game 1 against the Falcons. I don't think the Falcons would be upset at this. I don't think so. September 6th. This won't be here before we know it anyway. Preseason is August 9th. Hey, I'm ready. It's almost August. I know it ain't July yet, but it's going to be July on Sunday. It should not be the third best NFL player. Yeah, I know he had 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I know that. I know it. But you cannot go off of just the 1 year. He's never been ranked. He's never been in the top 100. How do you go from never being in the top 100 to going all the way to number 3? All the way to number 3. I have an issue with that. To number 3. Over Aaron Rodgers. Over Drew Brees. Carson Wentz. Oh, Drew Brees. I can't do it. Hey, I bet you that argument right there over Drew Brees. You're going to tell me over Drew Brees of last year? You're going to do that? I mean, seriously. What is it that... What did they see? I know that Drew Brees didn't have too many touchdowns. At the yards. They're running the ball in. That's where the touchdowns were going. Now, you can sell me the Philadelphia Eagles. They were really the best team. One of the best teams, if not the best team in the day. Well, they showed that they are the best team. And according to the rating system, they were the best team. It was just hard for me to choose them outside of when they made the Super Bowl. But you look at the rushing touchdowns, Carson Wentz didn't have to worry about it. If he had the running backs that Drew Brees had, would Drew Brees have been the third best player in 2018 NFL? Because he had no rushing attack. I mean, Drew Brees did. That's why his touchdowns were lower. But I can't put Carson Wentz ahead of Drew Brees. Can't do it. Just can't. We can continue this discussion tomorrow if we have to. Whatever. Show tomorrow will feature more baseball. It's baseball season. It's another slow one. We'll see how the Tigers do. I'm not even interested in the score at this moment. See how the Tigers do. I have a little fun with the Tigers. Hopefully they can win. I get to some Tigers. I get to... Everything else in baseball, some early games. I gotta at least look and see what games to watch early tomorrow. Because you know me, I love my Wednesday afternoon baseball. I love it. I just love early baseball anyway. Like Saturday, I love it. Sunday, I really love it because all the games went 1-1. But you have Cincinnati, Atlanta at 12:10, Kansas City, Milwaukee at 2:10 on top of Toronto, Houston. Those are only games. Toronto, Houston would be a fun game to watch. I don't know if I'm going to really be into the Milwaukee game, but Danny Duffy is out there pitching, so he's always must-see TV on Kansas City side. Around the league, I help you out. Okay. The Yankees are up 5-0. Aaron Hicks got his 11th home run, so they're taking Jake Arrieta to school right now. Arizona's up 2-0. Boston's up 5-1. I don't know what's gotten into the Angels. They're bad. Mookie Betts got his 20th home run, and he homered on the first pitch. And I do see the Tigers score. They're up 4-0. Thanks to Castellanos. 25th double. Castellanos playing very excellent. I take that. Oakland do have, his name is Frankie Montes. I think that's who that is, Frankie Montes. Out there, yep, and he's not doing so well. It's a delay in the Minnesota White Sox game. Toronto and Houston, we'll see how that goes. I'm really interested in Cleveland. Those games, first pitch, 5 minutes from now. The Cubbies and the Dodgers, 10-10 start. Dodgers are hot. Sexy matchup, John Lester and Ross Stripling. And if you want to watch Kyler on 7-6, I'd rather watch Cubs and Dodgers. More of a sexy matchup. Yankees and Phillies have another match tomorrow. Robbie Ray against Wei-Yin Chen. It sounds like a good matchup. It sounds like it should be. Sean Manea against the Tigers. So good luck to Tigers too. I'll be watching tomorrow because Sean Manea. We had some fun. Hopefully Tigers don't let this lead slip away. Or you'll probably hear a Matt Devontae. So see you guys tomorrow.